Finsider Radio, the Jake and Josh Show, is SB Nation's official podcast about your Miami Dolphins. Check out Finsider.com for more Miami Dolphins content and be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with us on Twitter. Jake can be found at JMendel94. Josh can be found at HOUTZ or just House. The show is made possible by Dolphins everywhere, so be sure to rate and comment, share your thoughts, and let us know how we are doing. Now, let's get on with the show.
We're back, and no, I don't mean that in a Cam Newton kind of way. Welcome in, folks, to a Victory Cyber Monday episode of your favorite Miami Dolphins podcast, SB Nation's Finsider Radio, The Jake and Josh Show. I am your host, Josh Houts. We have a lot to talk about after an impressive 33-10 win over the Carolina Panthers. But first, let me welcome in the one, the only, Jake Mendel. How's it going today, Jake?
Josh, 33-10. The Miami Dolphins entered Sunday's game as home underdogs, my friend. Can you believe that? And here we are. I got to sit there, man, for the 4 o'clock games, for the late night game, and just say, what a wonderful day of football, Josh, because the Dolphins did it in every single way. Duke Riley, he blocked a punt for a touchdown in the first quarter. Justin Coleman, he captured that, brought it into the end zone. Jalen Waddle set a new career high with 137 receiving yards, waddling his way to the end zone. And man, you mentioned Cam Newton. What a great day he had. He was sacked, I think it was one time, but only completed 5 passing attempts. Josh, what a crazy day Sunday was for the Miami Dolphins.
What a wild game, Jake. And I don't know that it would have been the same if, you know, the guy I was praising all week long, Christian McCaffrey, didn't go down. You know, this may have been a little bit of a different game.
No, he was healthy. I don't know what you're talking about.
But that Miami Dolphins defense, like, I don't know, man. As much as I hyped up Christian McCaffrey, would he have even made a difference in this? I mean, when he was out there, the Dolphins seemed to have an answer for him. And Cam Newton, you mentioned it, 5 of 20 for what, 92 yards, an interception. I mean, he was rattled all game long, but everything changed, Jake, when Duke Riley blocked that punt. I mean, that was game changing. I mean, from there on, the Dolphins never looked back. But what a great play by Duke Riley, a guy who, you know, kind of a special teams ace, picked up in the offseason, came in there, made a huge punt block, and then, you know, like you mentioned, Justin Coleman scooping that bad boy up and scoring. So perfect start to the game, and like I said, everything from there on was just beautiful if you're a Dolphins fan.
And that seems like a Brian Flores victory, doesn't it, where there's some sort of crazy special teams play, and that's with Jason Sanders missing an extra point. I think we said that in our preview show that there was going to be missed kicks involved, but Josh,
Did you see it ended a streak at 69? He had 69 consecutive extra points. So
not nice.
No. Well, what it was nice, because then if he made it, he might have missed
at the time.
At least we can say 69, nice.
With that, Josh, the team has a 9% chance of making it up to the playoffs. So, Josh, they're alive. You know, we can sit here and complain about, you know, losses to the Jaguars, even losses to the Colts at the time, loss to the Raiders at the time, look a little more disappointing. But, Josh, the Dolphins scored 33 points. Do you know the last time this team scored 33 points in a game? Was that floating around on Twitter? Did you happen to look that up?
It was floating around on Twitter, but I did not retain that information. Please tell me you know. Do you know?
Cardinals game, man. Last year when we first saw Tua, like what the ceiling could be for, you know, the former first-round pick quarterback was when he went toe-to-toe with Kyler Murray. So it's kind of interesting that, you know, in the last two games, the Dolphins have gone off. It was a pretty strong performance for the Miami Dolphins quarterback. Josh, Tua was 27 completions of his 31 pass attempts, 230 yards and a touchdown. For me personally, man, that touchdown pass to Jalen Waddle, it came on a third and long. The Miami Dolphins and a third and long inside the 10-yard line, I mean, those things do not mix well. So the fact the Dolphins were able to overcome a situation like that was pretty impressive to me. You look at someone like Tua, the performance he had, what stood out to you?
A little bit of everything, Jake, and I love that you brought up Kyler Murray because I have it pulled up here. He's one of four players in NFL history to have back-to-back games with an 80% or better completion percentage. That is since 1950. He is the only player in Miami Dolphins history to ever have that feat. So hard for me. Some days I come on here and I feel like I need to be too hard on Tua. Other days I come on here and I feel like I need to defend him. But all that, man. I mean, the way he played this Sunday was just absolutely impressive as all hell. He looked decisive, looked like a surgeon out there, you know, playing operation, completed 27 to 31 attempts for 230 yards. His 87.1 pass completion was the best of his career. And as Travis Wingfield mentioned, over his first 16 starts, Tua Tagovailoa has completed 351 of 524 attempts for 3,515 yards, 21 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. That leaves him with a 90.5 passer rating. He also had 6 rushing touchdowns and is currently 8th in QBR. Yes, I'm using a stat. I have no idea what it is, and I believe it is made up, which is actually one spot in front of God's favorite son, Patrick Mahomes. So Tua Tagovailoa, again, he's getting better every week. That's all you can ask of him. Manipulates and moves around the pocket like a wizard. And I don't know about you, Jake, but when you're playing against the best defense, or I guess the best secondary in all of football statistically, and he goes out there and just, again, looks dialed in, completing things like he's a quarterback on all Madden. I mean, you really cannot ask for anything more from him. So Tua Tagovailoa looked awesome. And if this is the quarterback that the Dolphins have, if he can do this week in and week out, I mean, all those Deshaun Watson rumors. I mean, this is my quarterback, ride or die. Loved what I saw out of Tua Tagovailoa. What about you?
Yeah, you know, you see the 33 points and you're kind of hoping that this would be a strong game for, you know, a couple different players on the offense. But Josh, I mean, the numbers stand out. It's Jalen Waddle. I mean, he had the best game of his young career so far. He caught 9 of 10 targets that came his way, 137 yards. And I don't know if this is something that's ever happened to you, but my TV froze right when he caught the ball on his 57-yard reception. And I was trying to figure out if I thought he'd be caught or not. And I got to be honest, man, I was a little surprised he was caught on that play. I mean, it seemed like he had an open lane to get pretty deep into the secondary there. But again, to be able to convert on that 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, whatever it was from inside the 10-yard line, that is huge. He averaged 15.2 yards per reception. And Josh, he has topped 60 yards in every game of this winning streak. So when you see that Tua Waddle connection, man, that is the one thing that stands out about that offense. No Will Fuller, no Devontae Parker, the guys who have been in and out, you know, the struggles the running game has had. Jalen Waddle and Tua, that's been the one consistent so far as the Dolphins, you know, like I just said, ballooned that winning streak a little bigger.
We knew the chemistry was there from their days at Alabama, but I mean, it just looks like they're getting stronger every week. And I mean, he's starting to become one of those dominant receivers. I mean, as crazy as that is to sound, you know, when you think about how they truly have not yet opened things up and let him do some of those deep things. So I've been so impressed with what Jalen Waddle has done. Jake, I do have this nice stat here from ESPN's Marcel Louis Jacques. Jalen Waddle is the second most targeted wide receiver in football during the Dolphins' 4-game winning streak. He is second in the NFL in both receiving yards with 346 and receptions with 29 over that time. To go one step even further, Waddle is the NFL's third most targeted receiver since Tua returned from IR. He leads the league with 50 receptions and is second in receiving with 528, trailing only Cooper Kupp. So again, I mean, this guy has been impressive. The timing that Jalen Waddle and Tua Tagovailoa have displayed has just been incredible. And I even mentioned on that touchdown route, it's more like a timing route going out there, game plan, and Tua just dotted it. It was a real good ball. He fitted in there, pause, and then he just started laughing. And then they asked him how the window was, Jake, and he just said, oh yeah, it was tight. So I don't know if you saw that, but it was just awesome to see, I guess, the personality in Jalen Waddle, because you see him waddling out in the field doing things like that. But it was just awesome to see him go out there and look dialed in. And honestly, I mean, much of a different player he is when Tua's out there. I mean, we didn't say the same things about him when Jacoby Brissett was out there slugging along. And, you know, just before we turn the page and maybe move on to the run game, Jake, I want to talk about one thing with Tua, and it is that he is going out there and executing, but he's truly not doing anything, you know, that mind-boggling, right? He's not making some of those crazy rocket passes that some fans might want to see, but he's going out there and reading the defense and taking what they're giving him. And I just love how, you know, how poised he looks in the pocket with how much everything around him is just imploding. You know, those tackles look like turnstiles at times. I mean, he just stands tall and makes the right decision, at least yesterday, right? Makes the right decision, makes the right throw. And he looks like the quarterback that Dolphin fans thought he'd be when they drafted him 5th overall.
Josh, he was sacked twice. On one of them, he seemed to be going through the right progression. He stepped up in the pocket. He moved to his left. And then I just don't know if it's just because defensive linemen are absolute monsters, but he was pulled down by his jersey. That was a little, you know, frustrating at the time, because I think the score was still 7-3. The Dolphins really started to turn it on from that point. But Josh, you're 100% right. You know, you see these few couple mistakes every game, and that still is true. And I think we need to acknowledge that when we look in the big picture, the perspective of, is this guy going to be your quarterback long-term? But then you have to consider, man, that it's, you know, the second favorite target on the day was Durham Smythe, who caught 5 of 5 targets for 32 yards. Mike Gesicki, the Panthers made a point to have guys around him. He caught only 3 targets. He caught all of them for 17 yards. Albert Wilson, 5 of 6 for 17 yards. Man, I thought he really struggled. But considering that this offense doesn't really have anyone that can break things open other than Jaylen Waddle, I thought they moved the ball pretty well. It was a clean, tight ship. And I think Tua understands that. And when you see him get frustrated at Austin Jackson, you see him get frustrated at Albert Wilson for the false start penalties that the Dolphins did have, you see how those things can really derail the Dolphins offense. You do wonder if it's less limitations of the quarterback, but limitations of the receivers that the Dolphins are using. I think there was an Isaiah Ford reception where he caught it and he cut up field and he started a trip, and you wonder if that's something Will Fuller would have done or Devontae Parker would have done, or that'd be a play you'd see go 20 or 30 yards. So I guess that's where, Josh, when we look at what Tua's doing, you have to be excited about it. And you do wonder if, is this his box that we're putting him in? Is he going to be this guy who can slice and dice, or is he going to be a guy who might have this another layer once, you know, the offensive line gets a little better, once the offense plays cleanly, and once there are some receivers around that can make some plays?
And I think what should have fans most exciting is that every week we're starting to see him just start to get better and better. I mean, we mentioned a lot of those boneheaded plays, but besides he had a drop snap, I think Reader bowled one under his legs to him for that one fumble. But I think Tua did have a drop ball. So, I mean, if you want to count that as that negative play, yes, he's had one throughout every game, but every week he just seems to get better. And you got to love what you see out of that, Jake. One thing that was a little concerning, and I mentioned the Reader fumble, the poor snap there. I mean, they brought Cameron Tomlin later in the game, so I can't wait for Michael Dieter to hopefully be healthy, maybe get him back out there, because what we saw from Michael Dieter, you know, at least when he was healthy earlier in the year, was enough to give us promise, Jake. And speaking of promise, I can't help but feel a little bit of promise surrounding what we saw to Philip Lindsay yesterday. Carried the ball 12 times for 42 yards. And completely honest, Jake, he ran like his hair was on fire. I mean, this looked like a guy who was determined. I mean, I don't know if you saw his press conference at the end of the game, but he said, you know, getting on the plane to head to Miami, he looked at his son, he saw the defeated look in his face, never wanted to have to see that look in his kid's face again. So, I mean, you could kind of see that style of play when he was out there. I mean, he looked decisive. He was not taking, you know, he did not hesitate at all to hit those holes like we may have seen in weeks past from Myles Gaskin. But to the point, I mean, Myles Gaskin also played well, carried the ball 16 times, 49 yards, and had those 2 touchdowns. So all season long, Jake, we've been waiting for the run game to come together. It looks like we might finally have something there. Give me your thoughts on the run game, especially on what you saw to Philip Lindsay.
Josh, we really saw a balanced attack from this Dolphins offense. You look, the team had 22 first downs. Only 2 of those were from penalties, 11 passing first downs, 9 rushing first downs. And I don't want to jump and say it caught me off guard, but man, were you expecting Philip Lindsay to even play in this game? I mean, he was signed on what, Tuesday? He was claimed on waivers. I pretty much assumed he would not be active this quickly, especially what we saw to Duke Johnson. That gives me a big sign that, man, I think Philip Lindsay, he might become a big part of this offense. I thought he ran the ball pretty well. Just 4 carries less than Myles Gaskin. I did think he started to run the ball a lot more when the Dolphins were leading by, you know, 15, 20 points. I think the Panthers were shut out in the second half. So it could have been simply that the Dolphins, you know, needed somebody to eat up snaps, but I think he played well enough where he was given the opportunity and he made the most of it to say, hey, maybe he starts to get more of a volume in the running game moving forward.
I absolutely think he will, and I'm with you. I did not expect to see him out there nearly as much. I definitely didn't expect to see him carry the ball 12 times for 42 yards. And I think what was most impressive was, you know, everyone was dropped down in the box. Everyone in the stadium knew they were running the football, and Philip Lindsay was still able to be productive. Most impressive also was that block he made. Hassan Reddick came untouched off the edge, beat Liam Eichenberg, and Philip Lindsay made a play over there, got enough on the block to allow Tua enough time to hit Jaylen Waddle on that 57 yarder. So that play never even happens if Lindsay's not in the game. So you saw a little bit of the reason why the Dolphins claimed him. And just to wrap up the whole Philip Lindsay thing, this is what he said at the end of the game on that block he made. That doesn't take talent. All that takes is determination, effort, and being of the dog mentality to say, I'm not going to let my quarterback get hit. Honestly, that's what it's all about. In my head, how I process things, I'm a little crazy, but how I process things is I'm protecting this man, his health, and everything about him. If I sit here and let him go and I let him get hit, his family is watching this, my family is watching this, and that's just a bad thing. So, you know, that plus the whole defeated look on his kid's face. I mean, listening to Philip Lindsay, you know, he is a fan of me, and I'm excited to see what him, Myles Gaskin, and even Salvon Ahmed. I mean, he had 5 touches, 17 yards, averaged 3.4 per carry. So We're starting to see this run game come together. It's starting to be, we're starting to open those things up in the RPO. And, you know, this Miami Dolphins offense, Tua said it, it's starting to look a lot like that offense we had hoped they looked back in September. I'm just hoping it's not too little too late.
Josh, man, Philip Lindsay has this PR stuff down. He is someone who he wants these quotes to be out there. He wants someone who has, who wants to have a big fan base behind him, especially you cannot blame him considering these responses he's giving to us. But Josh, the real story of yesterday's game, Sunday's game, that is, depending on when you're listening to the show, was the defense. So let's take a little break and let's talk about Xavier Howard, Christian Wilkins, Jalen Phillips going into the Ring of Honor and more right after this break.
Jake, you mentioned how dominant this defense looked. I mean, they put Cam Newton through the ringer. He had no idea what was going on. They did the same to the backup, PJ Walker. You mentioned a bunch of different players, Christian Wilkins and his five tackles. You know, you mentioned Xavier Howard and his interception, but the guy I want to talk about is the man you mentioned that's going to be in the Ring of Honor already, and that is Jalen Phillips. I will sense that out. I have it written down here. He ranked not, he had an elite PFF grade of a 90, had 3 sacks, 7 total pressures and only 24 pass rushing attempts. And he had a batted pass, but honestly, Jake, I mean, he looked unguardable at times. I mean, you saw the one play where he completely pushed back the left tackle, then hit the dude with a spin move and met AVG at the quarterback. I mean, he was all over the field. He was playing with his hair on fire. And it just goes back to what we're starting to see out of some of these young players. As the season progresses, as they become more comfortable, you know, you're starting to see what type of playmakers the Dolphins saw when they drafted him. So you mentioned Jalen Waddle. We're talking about Jalen Phillips now. Javon Holland. I mean, everything about this rookie class, at least these top picks, have been an absolute home run. And, you know, for all the criticism Chris Greer gets, we do have to tip our hat to him because he looks like he hit on some pretty damn good players.
What a great day to be Chris Greer. Josh, and we spoke about it before about how when you have someone like Jalen Phillips coming in and you want him to just not play on, you know, passing downs, you want him to be a well-rounded defensive end. And that's why you drafted him where you did. And this guy was drafted to be one of the best defensive ends in the 2021 draft. And you see what happens when you let a guy develop for a little bit, right? I don't think he's going to be able to absorb a block from the left tackle, spin off another guy, and then wind up at the quarterback. You know, week two or week three of him ever playing in the NFL, you kind of see what happens. And Josh, I think when you see players like Jalen Phillips, I think that is when, you know, if we wanted to have the big picture conversation of, is Brian Flores the guy, you know, should they clean house, yada, 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 is, hey, you see this growth, you see the direction. And, you know, when the team was 1-7, breaking news, obviously everything looks better when you're winning, but there wasn't that direction. You didn't see how this growth was really going to start building, but you see that specifically in Jalen Phillips, man, and everyone else is also benefiting from it. Andrew Van Ginkle, if we were looking at his stat line, Josh, like 15 years ago, we wouldn't have thought he did too much. But now we keep track of things like, you know, he batted down a pass and he also had 4 quarterback hits despite not having a sack. You know, those are the plays that really add up. You know, that's what leads to, you know, Javon Holland having another great day, 90 PFF grade. He was thrown at once. He intercepted it, man. It was just an overall great day to kind of put your feet up and enjoy watching the Dolphins just kind of stack that stat sheet a little bit for once.
You know, I love to talk about Jalen Phillips, so I'll just quick say this. He's now second with most sacks in 2021 among rookies. He has 7, 6.5, I believe. I think that's more than Jason Taylor had. So, you know, let's put him in the Ring of Honor. And
it's already there. We don't have to do it.
Yeah, let's put him in the Ring of Honor. Let's throw Jalen Phillips in there. And but Jake, Javon Holland, I mean, he has been so damn impressive as of late. I mean, he's just all over the field. We saw another interception here. I just can't help but just be excited about everything we're starting to see from this defense. All these young players starting to come together. You know, yes, they're 1 or 2 pieces away, but I mean, whenever they need a big play, they're stepping up, and they stepped up big this Sunday.
Yeah, Brandon Jones wasn't out there, and Holland still, you know, he stuck out as one of the better players in that secondary. And Josh, isn't this what we kind of expected? We realized that Chris Greer, Brian Flores, these guys had their pick at the first safety taken in the 2021 NFL draft. You have a secondary that has Xavier Howard, that has Byron Jones. You wonder, hey, can we get a safety that has the talent and just kind of throw him back there and know that he's going to go into such a great situation, come in and start playing well? That's what we're seeing in a Javon Holland, where it took him, you know, 5 games to understand what he's doing. Xavier Howard, Josh, I think you mentioned it, had another interception. The Dolphins defense did give up one big play, was a reception to DJ Moore. I think it was Byron Jones in coverage. You could correct me if I'm wrong, but again, it's the type of defense the Dolphins run, man. That's going to happen sometimes. Obviously, you don't want it to happen. You're not happy when it does happen, but that's the hand you're playing when you blitz like the way the Dolphins do. And, you know, I guess when you give up 10 points and you have one big play, I guess you can let it slide.
Yeah, and I mean, I think coming into this game, no one was truly worried about, you know, what Cam Newton's arm was going to do. I don't think anybody even was concerned about PJ Walker, you know, the XFL legend. But once McCaffrey went down, you could see the Dolphins had an answer for that run game. I mean, we knew it was going to be a long day. You mentioned Xavier Howard. I have this from NFL and CBS. He is the fastest player to 25 career interceptions since 1990. He's done it in 67 games. So I don't know if you saw the pick he had, Jake, but I mean, he looked stickier than glue. I mean, he looked like a fly just landed in a Venus flytrap, and, you know, he looked like Peter Pan's shadow. And the secondary allows the Dolphins to do those things that you talked about, show all those exotic blitzes, and it's all coming together. The perfect storm. We got the Giants coming up, man. Then the bye, then the Jets. We're going to be back at 7-7. Let's talk about it. We're going to be back at 7-7, and we're going to have the playoffs on the horizon. You mentioned it, in the hunt, 9% chance, Jake. I don't know where else we go from here, man. What about the Waddle touchdown? I want to talk about that dance. Did you hear about that? The little penguin Waddle dance and where that derived from?
What do we have to give for you to record yourself doing that dance? Because I think that's what anybody would really want to see out of all this.
You just couldn't have asked, I guess.
All right.
That's what you got to do. Like a Philip Lindsay 100-yard game or something like that. We'll go with something like that.
Just attach to the video. Just pop it right on. Get some retweets on it. But, Josh, what I do have to say, too, is I mean, the synergy on this defense is just so damn impressive. I mean, Cam Newton completing 5 of 21 attempts. I mean, that is the worst performance since Joey Harrington back in 2004 completed 5 of 22 attempts. And man, just synergy about this group. You have guys like Eric Rowe and Jerome Baker coming up, making stops against the run. And then you have Christian Wilkins, Jalen Phillips, Emmanuel Ogba, Andrew Van Ginkle meeting at the quarterback. It's been a fun group to see. The Dolphins, like I said, they went the last half a game without allowing point. Josh, I think they're averaging 12 and a half points over the last four games. It's fun, man, having a team that's winning a couple football games. It's fun. You started talking about the playoffs. That's something we definitely got to start thinking about. That 9% chance isn't too promising, but it's better to talk about this instead of who might be the next coach of the Dolphins.
Certainly is. And I think that's where we would have been if they would have lost this game. That's the first thing we would have turned to, you know, Chris Greer, you know, We need a new head coach, but they win. And now we're praising all Chris Greer's picks. That's just the way it works. Before we wrap up the podcast, Jake, I want to throw this out there. Duke Riley said, "We work so hard and we work together." I said it in another interview. I want to say this team is closer than any team I've been on. We are always doing stuff together off the field. And I think that's what's most important. We just have fun every day. So an interesting little tidbit about this young Miami Dolphins nucleus that's starting to come together. And as you see, the sky's the limit when everyone is playing at their very best. Jake, another victory Monday. Hopefully we're doing this again next week.
We will be back on Wednesday. Maybe we'll get some Will Fuller, maybe some Devontae Parker.
There is no way.
Maybe at least some Michael Dieter, maybe, please. I don't know. Who knows what will happen, but we will talk to you then. Be sure to hit that subscribe button to know exactly when our shows hit the radio. You got to follow Josh on Twitter at HOUTZ. I mean, he has clips of every single play, relive that game over and over. So be sure to do that. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will talk to you guys on Wednesday.
Enjoy your victory Cyber Monday.
Fins up. That, wow, you just completed your transformation to like Walmart advertiser.
That was FinSider Radio, part of the FinSider.com and the SB Nation Network.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, because we're the Miami Dolphins. The greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, cause we're the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Yes, we're the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Everybody, Miami.
Miami.